Guys, well, is it me, or is it really crowded in here?
Yes, it is.
Wait, Ichi, Gar!
And Ichi can't turn around because I'm behind him. Welcome. Oh, shit!
Oh, fuck! I forgot the swivel chair! Welcome to Extra Cast Stranger! Aw, that was funny.
That was funny.
Yep.
It's all keeping in.
That's why we gotta keep it all in.
Okay, fuck it. We're doing it. Yes, we got a very, very full house tonight.
With seven casters.
Cell's back.
What is this? Dino Charge? Summon casters.
I'm seriously considering demoting you back to guest caster.
You may have to.
We got seven casters. North caster, red caster, green caster.
Cyan caster.
Cyan caster, pink caster, blue caster, yellow caster, and air caster. Featuring our guest star, Yurisen.
Nobody can see that car.
We gotta take a picture and put this on
the picture of it.
Dreamcaster has this Yurisen puppet that she actually made.
I am, like, it's adorable. This is staying on my hand, the whole thing.
It's like Ticket, it's taking over my consciousness.
What's that? You want me to kill everyone?
No,
but they're our friends.
I'm kidding.
You want them to
That's
be
ghosts? That's not what they really said.
You want them to be ghosts like
oh,
you?
Oh my god, I need a stick and a string to make the hand, like...
Just
making a Muppet.
What's up, my Corporeal friends? I am your son.
Collect the icons, yay!
Emily, bro, this is really good, considering you made this.
That's what I did last night.
Please take a bow.
I went downstairs and I made Yurisen. Because the DX figure is hard plastic and $200. So I thought, I need a Yurisen in my life, so I'm going
to
make a Yurisen.
Let the record show that Cell gave an awkwardly raised eyebrow to the reaction of the situation.
Yeah, I'll talk to puppets all I want, damn it.
Let's
I blow its brains out. Ricky, it's just a fucking puppet. Leave it alone.
It's also
just
a ghost.
Happy you guys really, really love
it. It's awesome.
I know you guys.
I want one that fits my hand.
It barely fits my hand. I screwed that up.
You're going to need one the size of the great eye for that hand. Oh.
Joke's on all of you. I knew about it like a week early.
Good job, hipster.
Is that a joke? Explain. No. Explain to me how that's a joke. Go into detail.
Come on, Gar.
All right,
pressure.
Right, on to the news.
More like yellow belly.
I swear we didn't need to take talk.
We need to get like Paul Freeman in here at some point, just to go say the news that ooze. He was even oozed.
Well, he's at Morphicon. We
is
it
sticky? Yeah, Paramorphicon's going on this weekend.
Goldcaster's
there.
Hope he enjoys it.
All right, Anthony, you better have gotten me a rescue morpher, or I will kill you.
Alrighty. Moving on, our first news story. We got some actual pictures of the Gamer Driver toy.
I want it now!
This could be entirely the point, but good God, that looks like it came out of 1995.
That is entirely
the
point.
Point.
It's pink and neon green.
That's my... Okay, yeah.
Okay,
if
you see it,
so,
go to Wedgwood's profile picture.
I am so obsessed with this thing, I literally painted my profile picture for the next 5 weeks.
But why, though?
Because I can. Don't fucking judge me.
You know what this thing is? Sorry. This is like if Joel Schumacher made the Kamen Rider movie like 10 years ago.
It's Kamen Rider Nickelodeon.
Joel Schumacher is history greatest monster.
No, it's Kamen Rider Nickelodeon.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that's
wait a
minute.
This does look like something like Wink Yahoo would give a prize as a prize.
The DX Gamer Driver.
Yes, at one point I was
the
joking
DX
about...
The DX Gamer Driver.
Strapping.
Or you get slugged.
So,
I'm sorry. At one point I was joking about... Because I have a Bop-It and I was joking about...
Oh, I love Bop-It.
Strapping
I, as a kid.
The Bop-It to like a belt, but...
Yeah.
I just fucking realized this thing looks like it's for dispensing nerds. You look at it.
No, and probably where the gadgets are, you can probably put a box of nerds.
Exactly.
So Ichi being Mr. Belt Mechanics. As
let
he
me
is,
go ahead and explain this.
Yeah,
yeah.
So I discovered how this belt actually works, and I gotta say I'm disappointed.
There's
really?
Two slots.
This is not exactly a LED display like screen on it as we were thinking, which
no.
would be like
well.
Frozen. So apparently how this works is there's a source of light from inside the right side of the belt on the other side of the gashets, and it projects the light through whatever gashet is inserted, and then through a mirror that is perfectly angled in the center of the driver projects the display of whatever form is put in. So it's literally one light through a filter that the gashet does, and then a mirror to show it outwards.
Well, that's
but
super
was
clever.
That in English?
It's
a Pepper's Ghost effect.
I'm sure people understand what I'm talking about when they look at the picture.
Yeah, but honestly, I'm okay with it because, like, if they did like a screen like Forza, like the Forza driver, it would just be X-Aid's fucking body the entire time.
But that is like freaking adorable.
I just
want to
make mention of this right now. I don't know if you guys are aware of something I'm not, but there are two slots for that.
Yeah,
we talked about that when we talked about the scans, because the second slot is for the level 3 power-up. Because the level 3 forms are just armor on top of their forms, it makes sense to reason that the third, the gashi put in the other slot will show the armor that goes over the corresponding parts, so it'll show the armor on the quote-unquote display.
Right, fair enough.
So it's honestly,
on the left here, you can see that there's a silhouette of the Mighty Action X title, and on the right, this one's empty, which means when you put in the level 3 gashit, the title of the level 3 form will be in that blank slot.
That's so cool! So that it's going to be fun to like mix and match gashits together.
That thing looks
I'm actually really excited to try different things, like two different level 2 gashits, or maybe two of the same gashit.
Make some absolute monstrosities like you usually do when you play toys.
Hell, when Ichi gets his gamer driver, he wants to repaint it blue. Well,
yeah.
Of course.
Because of course.
That thing looks like Zordon's tube in the middle.
Kind of. Rangers!
I don't know
Riders.
Why I thought you were going to say Zordon's tumor, and I was going to say...
It's not a tumor.
And then, also in the same...
Oh, wait, no, it all makes sense, because Bryan Cranston's playing Zordon. He's got to make the meth to make them get care for cancer.
And then, also in the same batch of images, we see a nice clear shot of the Mighty Action X gashet.
It's so cool.
Lane's favorite part.
Very pink.
With the little art on it.
I think it's kind of unfortunate that they named the primary form Mighty.
I'm okay with that. Maybe it's a reference to Kuga.
After the debacle of Mighty Number 9.
I mean, it's better than nothing.
No, but honestly, like, it looks like, because you can see the speaker on the bottom of it, and then there's the button on the back that, like, you press it, and it'll probably say My Action X. And probably, like, a lot of the sounds,
no,
it's going to be like...
You know what activates it?
What?
A microphone on it, because you got to blow into it first.
No, that's how he does the Hisons.
I know.
But no, Fishy...
Oh my god,
just,
really?
Yeah.
Just Fishy, what I'm saying... It's probably going to be like a lock seat situation where a lot of the sounds are going to come from the gashit itself.
Very possible.
So there's going to be some sounds in the gamer driver because they have to have some electronics in it.
We'll know for a fact whether or not it requires batteries in the gashit.
Oh, for sure.
If we look at the zoom in shot of the one from the one side, let's take a look.
Let's take a look and see.
Yeah, it
has a battery compartment. Yeah. There will be sounds coming out of the gashit.
Yeah, like there's a speaker at the bottom. And the actual, like, panel part on top of it is... It lights up.
It's cool.
So.
It comes with an X-Aid card.
Yeah.
Well, and an X-Aid icon.
That's,
you get the first release.
That's some info on the
game
driver.
Zoom in on that.
On which one?
Oh, no, never mind. For a second, I thought that said game over in bad English. Like, game over.
No, it's gamer driver.
Yeah.
But
that'll be what it says whenever they fucking shot the driver.
Or, like, when they get enough damage.
When they get beat, the shit beaten out of them and they de-hench it.
Oh, you know what would be
great?
If in the game, in the actual show, if, like, they get, like, beaten so bad that they get, like, they're forced to de-hench it, it goes, continue?
There you go.
No, that'll be the first time they activate the super form. He'll get his ass kicked, and then instead of game over, it'll ask him continue. Wait, what?
I'm really excited for this bell.
Yes.
Like, I'm getting like ordering the biggest
version
of it you can get. I love how bulky it is. I love the colors. I just everything about it's super cool.
It's like they made this just for Lane,
right?
Like,
well, I'm a 90s kid, so it caters a lot to me.
We know Toei listens to our podcast at this point. They're like, you know, let's throw Lane a bone on this one.
They threw me a bone when they created Kamen Rider Brave, so this is for all of us.
So when they cancel the show, will that be when they throw me a bone?
Yes.
I know, right?
The Saga driver. Kamen Rider Saga.
Hello, Kamen Rider Saga is already a thing.
Oh, that's
right?
True.
They threw me a bone. It was called the Ninja V Cinema.
Whoa.
No, that was them throwing you a spike.
Oh, spike.
Next.
Next,
more
actual
related to X-Aid. We got some leaked information in the form of sounds of X-Aid's voice as well as sound effects from the driver from the Ghost Summer movie.
Mm.
Normally, when we listen to a video, we cut it out, but we're gonna include it because this is pretty cool.
And then this video will be taken down by YouTube.
It's on Daily Motion,
so enjoy it while you can.
Yeah, if it gets taken down, then we'll re-upload it without it. Here
enjoy
we go.
Enjoy it while you can.
Yay, theater cams.
Yeah, really.
I'm just like, can we use all this music for the Cast Stranger game?
The music is cool.
Yeah.
You can't really hear too many of the sound effects, but
the whole soundtrack is like chiptune, that would be awesome.
He says, "We're definitely using sounds." Wait for it.
It has a victory theme!
Wow. Kind of even sounds like the Final Fantasy one.
Yeah. And the rest of it is just the background music.
That's cool. That sounds cool. I like how it sounds like actual video game sounds.
Well, Toei did say, like, they're going all out with its video game theme, so it's
and
like hit bars and all that shit.
Yeah,
so.
According to the article here, not only does X8 feature a lot of chiptune-y music, apparently, according to some fans who saw the movie, X8's battle effects include life bars, combo counts, and other video game-like elements.
Kamen Rider Skull Pilgrim.
When you say there's a lot of video game music, it almost reminds me if
Gar's
Kamen Rider...
Gar's
out.
It almost
Gar's
reminds me
out
if
already.
Kamen Rider was like kind of like Super Mario World.
Yeah.
Well, he does do, like, a Mario jump in the movie.
What?
Yeah.
It's gonna be that. He's gonna blow into it at some point, yeah.
No, yeah, we already know he's gonna blow it. He blows into it when he does the Hisats.
Does he?
Yes.
Does he blow it?
Yes.
Nice. You know what I was gonna say?
That'd be hard with the helmet.
You know what I was gonna say?
Well, he definitely blew it.
Do you know how I feel like the genesis of this whole thing was? Mm. Like, all of X8? They were watching Jew Oger and going, "Oh, you're having a bit of a coin motif in a game, huh?
Yeah.
I'll show you a goddamn coin game motif."
Hell, in a quick clip that we see of like X8 in like one of the previews for the movie, you see him jump and he literally does like the Mario jump.
Yeah,
like, he has his arm up in the air and he's like.
I'm really hoping this show doesn't try to take itself seriously.
Oh God, I hope not.
Because
I want this to be
fun. I think this would be better if they just go straight for comedy.
Yeah,
because. And I just based off the design of this guy, I'm assuming that's what they're doing.
I foresee them starting it out real low key, where it's all like
just don't get so like. Here's the thing,
but
melodrama works for Drive, for Gaim, and for a certain degree to Ghost. I don't think it would work too well with this.
What wouldn't work?
I feel like X8 could approach a dramatic plotline of some form.
No. I mean, it has to be a conflict, but
I don't
make it shit like maybe my father loves me now, like.
My father I used to play games with.
Yeah.
I don't know, we'll see.
Anyways, next.
I have to go to California.
What is this?
So, we're going to hold off on a lot of the Power Morphicon reveals that we've been getting today, but there was one in particular I had to talk about.
I can't believe it.
Legacy Power Sword.
Now, is that what that is?
Yes.
To scale.
That's what I mean. Is that, or was it just a model made up?
It's a prototype as of right now.
Because that looks way too fucking sharp.
No, that is an actual legit sword.
No, that's what I mean. They're not going to be able to sell that.
Yes, they could.
No.
Well,
but
I mean, they could, but not to the audience they want.
Well,
to be fair. They can't sell it at Toys R Us, is my point.
They made Legacy Sava.
Don't make
it's
it
not sharp.
Don't make it plastic.
That's what
like I said.
This picture of the Power Sword, it looks like a fucking, like, something they would make on Man-at-Arms.
Yeah.
Oh, man,
you mount
that
made the
shit
on your wall.
He did make the X.
Exactly. So
speaking of the axe, now that this is happening, I really want them to make the other ones.
I said this before. If they do make like legacy power weapons, I will go splitsies on them. I would prefer to get the lances,
which is fine because I want either the axe or the bow.
There you go. Lane gets the bow.
Actually, I want the daggers.
I'm the only actual archer.
Lane wants the daggers.
I want the daggers.
My question is, will they add like something so like with the daggers and the lance to make the actual like connection between them?
Oh, I fucking hope they make them connectable.
Yeah,
that'd be
awesome.
Imagine having a scale power cannon. That would be badass.
You know what I'm still waiting for? The Thunderslingers.
They're never gonna make the Thunderslingers.
You bastard.
You know, one weapon that they.
You know what the worst part of this picture is, though? Sorry, you just know it's the left of everything is everything else.
Yeah,
but you know what one weapon they absolutely do need to remake? Pterodactyl Thunder Whip.
Yep.
Why was I also thinking that? I don't know why. Like I was just.
I gotta like.
I want the legacy Stego Stinger.
This is the like maybe the weirdest compliment I ever gave anyone. But whoever did up this display case, good job.
Yeah,
it's got the morpher and the.
I did see some closer up photos of this, and like the power coin that you see there, it's like
very detailed.
It's metal.
I'm gonna say
like,
yeah, this sword is like a full on like
it's a prototype.
Yeah, like a sword, like it's got real steel on
mounted
it.
On your fucking wall.
Exactly.
Yeah, sword.
That's why I was saying.
This is also, it's funny because this might be the only sword where you would actually be better to hang blade facing up.
Yeah.
Because you know you're supposed to put swords blade facing down.
Yeah.
But because of the pattern.
Yeah.
Whatever. All looks right. cool. Looks cool.
And if you're listening, make the other power weapons.
Yeah.
You know,
make the Tor legacy.
Again.
Release Oryk the fucking Conqueror.
Again. During meetings, they're like, should we make a Tor? I don't think people really know what the hell Tor is.
And they're right.
Tor the Shadowzord.
And that's why they're not making Serpentera.
Oh, I know, that's why.
Like, they fear that they're gonna lose one.
Well, Serpentera is fucking huge.
They don't have to make it to scale.
Don't they?
I got Legacy Tor. I got Legacy Tatanus.
Because Bandai, I know you're listening, you bastards. What you do is, you make, and you'll make more money this way, you make it that put parts of Serpentera in further releases, so they gotta buy all of them.
No, see,
even though Serpentera was one Zord,
exactly.
See, it'll be like, I got Legacy Titanus, I got Legacy Tor.
Yo, I got Serpentera.
I still have Serpentera. All right,
moving on.
We'll talk about more Paramorphicon toy reveals next week. Next.
Yeah, if you're lucky.
We got the poster for the Kamen Rider Heart and Mach movie.
And a trailer.
Talk about a clusterfuck.
I like it.
Oh, there have been way worse clusterfuck posters.
I have to say, the more I see Mach's new form, I'm really loving it more.
I still hate both of them.
This really does look like a cop movie poster. And I mean, I get it.
Yeah, that's absolutely what they were going
for. Or no, it looks like Blade Runner.
It does.
That movie I've watched four times and never finished each viewing.
Fuck.
I know.
Is it because there are like
what else you haven't seen, Lane?
Fury Road?
Yeah!
It's not that good.
Alright, so Drive Saga Mach and Heart is put out on Blu-ray and DVD November 11th.
I'm still sorry.
You should be.
I know.
Next.
What's next?
Kamen Rider Super Sentai Summer Movies open at 4th in the box office. Well,
Godzilla remains in first.
Oh, really? Who could have foreseen that?
Everybody.
The movies are the Ghost and Zoidra movies earned an estimated $2.7 million and were the highest grossing new release of the weekend. Toei predicts the film will go on to earn over $14 million during the course of its run.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Because
that doesn't seem like a lot for Japan.
Well, considering what these type of movies are.
True.
Also, opening fourth in the box office is pretty good.
Yeah.
For, you know, a 20-minute film,
I mean,
an hour and 30 minutes.
They had to know they weren't going to be able to, like, top Godzilla.
Plus, it was the highest-grossing new release of that weekend.
There you go.
Meanwhile,
Shin Godzilla remains number one at the box office for a second week, earning $20 million in the runs thus far. Surpassed the previous Godzilla film, Final Wars, and will projects to earn around $39 million during its domestic run, but more importantly, Funimation also announced that Shin Godzilla, known as Godzilla Resurgence stateside, will be released in theaters. We're fucking seeing that.
Yeah, we are.
Yes.
Alright.
I don't care if to drive to Buffalo.
EG, you have to see Scary Godzilla.
It's
scary.
Can I please talk about
this? No, you can't.
Yes.
Please? Yay. So basically, they've been filming Zoodra for like the past few days. and then somebody took a spy shot, and then everybody lost their shit on the internet because Captain Marvelous was seen on set.
Yup.
Captain Marvelous from Gokaiger. But not just him. Red Buster, Kyoryu Red, Tokyu Ichigo, and Aka Ninja.
What is the theme here?
Forever Red. That and, you know, it's the 2000th episode of Super Sentai.
Which I think
together.
We might actually get, like, a full-on, like, you know, another Forever Red.
It's gonna be Forever Red, though.
Wouldn't that be something if they adapt that into Power Rangers?
Well,
it's gonna be hard since they're using the GoBuster suit that will not be in Power Rangers.
Yeah.
Power Rangers, new powers.
No, it's just like toys,
also not
Shit, Juju's like not getting too interesting. What do we do? Why don't we bring back Captain Marvel? Yeah, everyone, let's Captain Marvel. Yeah, everyone, come on.
Well,
let's go, Captain.
Go. Sorry, you go first.
We're talking about why he's here.
Yes.
So, if there's supposed to be a song for the special episode, is it just like a Japanese cover of Alphaville's Forever Young, but it's Forever Red?
I wanna be forever red.
What the fuck
is
that? Ichi singing.
Anyway,
hey, you
Gar,
too.
Go ahead.
Yes.
I know.
Basically, my theory on why Marvelous is showing up, when Bon Gray showed up, he's like, hopefully he's here. Who's here? Marvelous.
The
he's from
space. Pirate.
Yeah.
The space bounty hunter versus the space pirate.
Or
Space Miz.
Specimens.
And we'll discuss this more during the actual episode because
we
have theories.
Hold on, click on that picture, the top one again. Just the way they made this picture. Just I have to do this.
This is like
Steve Madden here. All right, so we're on the set of Drew Oger here, and if you look on the top left, boom, that's Captain Marvelous there, and boom, there we got the rest of the Drew Ogers, and also, oh wait, those aren't my lines; those are just the architecture.
I'm John Madden.
No
very
what
nice.
You guys were quoting.
I was making it up as John Madden.
All right, next.
Boom.
What's next?
Voice actor Keiji Fujiwara to take a break due to medical reasons.
No. I hope he'll be okay.
That happens a lot.
The voice
especially
of,
in Japan.
So he's the voice of Cheetah Nick from GoBusters, as well as Hans from Attack on Titan.
Yeah.
Hughes from Fullmetal Alchemist.
Oh, yeah.
Of course he's dying.
It's that guy.
Yeah.
Hughes,
okay.
Hughes?
Leorio from Hunter x Hunter. Kimura Tatsuya from Hajime no Ippo. SDC from JoJo Battle Tendency and many more.
ACDC.
So it was confirmed by his agency, Air Agency, that he's taking a break from voice acting to undergo medical treatment for an unspecified illness.
Throat problems.
And apparently he's taking a break from voicing Shin-chan's dad in the long-running Shin-chan anime.
Nobody really watches.
Bite
That's
your fucking tongue first and foremost, Gar. You are talking about one of the fucking highest rated TV shows in Japan.
Wow, I didn't know Raven had a trigger.
That's why I don't watch it, but you are fucking wrong.
That's why
you show respect, young man.
That's why
you show respect to a hastily scribbled little child.
You show respect to your elders. Say you're sorry to Grandpa Raven right now. Bow at his feet. Kiss his pinky ring. Do it.
You can stop biting your tongue, Gar.
No, actually, this is an improvement.
Remember, Deno crossed over with Shinji.
I was about to
Forze
say.
Forze crossed over with Shinji.
I was about to say, a hastily scrawled together little boy who became Deno
it
pig
happened.
Form.
Oh yeah, Forze got his Shin-chan switched, used it, and then, like, I don't know. It was
Nihon song.
Anyways.
That's kind of amazing.
Speedy recovery to you.
Yes. Hope you'll be okay.
Please stop
Next.
Yelling at Gar.
Nice.
That's fine.
Yeah, don't yell at Gar.
But it's
so I don't know why in the bloody fuck this is happening.
Gamma Icons
toys.
Fukimi announced because
hold on, Fukimi.
Fukami.
Fuk you.
Fuk me.
Twice.
Not doing that.
hang on, one moment. Didn't this already fucking happen?
No,
yes,
no,
yes, it did.
This is a second version with lights and quotes from canon. Because if it worked the first time, why the fuck wouldn't it work the second?
Why did it work the first time?
It
is my question.
It was terrible.
Yeah, it was literally just like a pink plastic that was like underneath.
Basically, Gamma Icons are shit.
You just
so basically, it's a freaking pink Gamma Icon that says Oni-chan.
I was about to say
Oni-chan.
I want one of these two to just hold spam the button. It goes Oni-chan, Oni-chan, Oni-chan.
Pretty much.
just Onicha.
Alan Sema.
Onicha. Reset it. Onicha.
Reset it. It's not going to be right if you don't have, like, a string to wiggle around.
Oh, yeah.
I know, right?
Like Keybot in the Net movies. So apparently, while the previous toy had a pink hue to it by design, the new release will feature a more normal gamma look. And you push a button on the back of the icon that activates one of 45 different phrases used by the actress.
45?
It's like it's not two, but 45.
Apparently including some recorded exclusively for this toy that were not in the show.
So it's like the goal of the Bono driver, where it just fucking says every single thing Bono ever said in Drive.
And like, then some, because there's shit here she didn't say.
It's like with the Urasen toy, where it's like, it says every single phrase, including next time on Kamen Rider Ghost.
Why wouldn't it say that?
That's the only thing I'd want it to say.
Yes.
And then occasionally you hear, and then occasionally you hear, and then occasionally you hear Sage say something, and you're like, ugh.
Sage is yours on hashtag.
Surprise,
I'm a man. I'm a man.
Surprise. Surprise, I'm voiced by a woman, but
yeah,
I'm a man.
Got my icons, they suck.
So pre-orders for this toy have already begun.
Voice acting.
Exactly.
Danny, just because I know you're not aware of this because you're not on the show very often, that thing in Kamen Rider Ghost, this thing, she's got the puppet up.
Yeah. He's holding up the ghost.
He's voiced by Hibiki from Simpa Gear.
Ooh!
Yes.
Oh, you like Simpa Gear?
Yes. You told me about that before.
Yes.
And he's also voiced by Madoka Kaname's voice actor.
Yes, that's the same person.
Yes. I didn't know anyone else liked Simpa Gear if it wasn't a boy.
Moving forward!
Yeah, you got me into it.
We have to go up.
And always twirling, but that's for later.
I'm sorry.
Pre-orders for this toy have opened, and it's being released in December. Thank you for closing my tab.
I thought you were done. I thought you were moving to the next
one. I'm never
story.
Done.
Oh yeah. So
okay, this next one they really should have fucking held off till next week.
Oh yes.
This kind of spoiled something in the episode for me when I saw it.
It spoiled everything, like a lot.
Onari Gunma icon announced.
Wait, why are we talking about it now if
this is
the
spoiler
yet?
Because this is the spoiler show.
It's true, this is the spoiler show.
All right. Fine.
So, in episode 43, Onari gets turned into an icon, and Premium Bandai literally wasted no time in announcing DX Onari Gamma icon. Functions similar to the just-announced Canon icon, which also features a button on its back, except this one has a tint on it to signify that it's the Onari one. Activates lights and sounds, features over 50 phrases from Onari throughout the series, including clips from when he inhabits Alan's body in the next episode, and clips from when he acted like a punk rocker.
Thank you,
and speeding!
Thank you, Bandai, for spoiling that immediately before the episode.
Yeah, you dicks!
Wait, so does that mean the icon's gonna have, like, Onari randomly just spout out Henshin?
Probably.
No, it's going to have Alan spout Henshin as Onari.
Yeah. No, I'll say this, that the same thing I said about the Canon icon. It only needs one sound that you can spam over and over. Cuts! Cuts! Cuts!
Yeah.
If they did that for those two icons, I would buy them.
Takaru Tana!
He has to make his sword scream.
Cuts! Cuts!
Yeah.
That was terrible.
All right.
Pre-orders for this. Pre-orders for this one have already begun. We'll be closing on September 5th, and will release in December 2016 for 2160 yen before fees and shipping.
Bandai.
Bandai.
Milking a show for all it's worth.
So it's like the Ranger Keys.
Womp womp. Milking a show for all it's worth.
Yeah, it's almost like they have a thing for eyes, because god damn it, there's another icon on it!
There's four?
Six new icons!
Oh, god damn it.
Icon set final! Hopefully actually final.
How many of these Gamma icons are there?
Too many!
There's one for every person in the God War.
There's one for every two episodes of the show.
I've lost track.
Can we have an Arius? Can we have Adonis's? Can we have fucking Javert? Oh, we have Javert's.
Yeah.
And I'm Javert.
You can't say that joke. Only me and Paul can say that joke.
Then say the joke.
I was about to.
Well, too late. Now it's ruined.
Friendship over.
Ruined Christmas.
So Premium Bandai is releasing Ganma Icon Set Final, which brings six new icons to the collection.
Stuff on my work.
Included in the set are the icons for Ultima Ebony, which is Edith's battle form, Igor's third Ganma change icon, which includes Onpu and Ono, which is the Mozart and the Axe dude,
Yay.
The Onari icon, an Edith icon, as well as a blank Ganma icon, and a sixth secret icon that has not been revealed yet.
Please let me Donatello. Please let me Donatello.
Yeah,
please let me
no,
Donatello.
No, Donatello was...
I was
yes,
thinking
final
that
episode
too.
Ghost, Donatello Ganma.
Yeah, like, I was wondering
Hi,
where
I'm
Donatello
like,
was.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm running a bit late. It'll be a QB icon.
And the Ultimate Ebony and Gamma Change icons can both fit inside the previously released Proto Mega Yellowder.
AKA the thing that nobody cares about.
Yeah. Pre-orders are currently live and will go until they've reached 5,000 items and will release in December as well for $75.60 for the full set of six.
You know, at least there's one person out there who just, like, collects all the icons.
Me,
probably.
Yeah, right. Well, he collects everything!
Yeah. Alright. Finally, something not eyeball related. Dobutsu Sentai Zuoger Battle Cube Puzzle 3DS game.
Oh, God damn it.
Because this series involves a heavy cube motif, it kind of makes sense that they'd release this kind
Is
of game.
Is it Tetris?
Kind of.
Oh.
I
want it.
We're just going to pause and watch the trailer for a sec.
Yeah.
It's probably
going
to be really cute.
Wow.
God damn it, it's Bejeweled!
That looks really
lame. It is Bejeweled!
That looks really lame.
They used the Zuho cubes.
Hey, I can
not even
games.
The cubes.
It should have been a mobile game, right?
Yeah, this is a mobile game, not a
yeah.
DS game.
Japan thinks of games
differently.
And
the thing is, I don't need to know Japanese to play the game.
Well, if there's a plot.
At least Zuho the World's in it. Yeah, you match cubes to fight monsters.
I don't think we need to pause this.
No, yeah. We'll
just... What the hell?
Can you say cashin, boys and girls?
Cashin.
Cashin.
The B to the joke, fucker.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like...
Hey, turn us off.
How the hell do you make a 4-minute video out of this?
Just, here's every level of the game.
They really...
Spoiler!
Okay.
This looks like one of those phone games, like Bejeweled or something.
Or like,
Candy
it just also
yeah,
has
Candy
it
Crush
also
or
has
or
animations.
Candy Crush, Pokemon Shuffle. Yeah, they make a lot of these.
Whatever the fuck the first game before Honeycam was, I can't even remember what it's called now.
All in all, I'm just X8
oh,
does not look good at
Honey
it
Pop. It's Honey Pop, but with Zuoger's. Let's read the description here. The puzzle game involves you matching colored cubes to beat the Death Galleon threat. If you match 4 cubes, you unleash Zuoger's Beast Unleashed form.
You did it!
Beat enemies with finisher cubes and in various timed modes and deal loads of damage. Featuring story mode, survival mode, and the multiplayer puzzle battle mode, which connect up to 5 players. And apparently the puzzle game features giant battles somehow. Probably
somehow.
Just, yeah.
Video games and Super Sentai. This doesn't work.
It would if they did it right.
Yeah.
Hello.
It's
there
like
hasn't really been a good Sentai game in a while.
Or Power Rangers game.
I mean, fair. All right. That's about it.
Wait, there's one piece of breaking news.
Is it
Here
Ultimate?
Comes a new challenger.
No.
Oh.
It's actually something that I enjoy.
Oh.
SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Deep Spectre
so
was showing up.
So you're telling us you don't like Ultraman?
No,
this thing?
Not anymore.
I love Ultraman, just
no. Put that Meta Knight away.
I'm the only one who likes Deep Spectre here.
I don't mind the
icon's gold screams.
Yeah. I thought there was Ninja Steel news.
Again, we'll talk about
week.
That next week.
Okay.
We have,
where it's, that's with all the power morphs.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah.
So
basically, Tamashii Nations have shown up SH Figuarts Kamen Rider Deep Spectre. There has been no news if it will be a Tamashii Web exclusive.
Probably
will. Well, you know what they say. No news is good news.
And with that, let's get into the real episode.
Let's get into the real meat and potatoes of this week, which the apparent recurring theme was DEATH!
Let's get into the action. Next time on Cast Ranger.
Hey,
next time on Cast Ranger.
Later, losers.